B'tachin for Life, Shir 449, Tuesday, Parshas Kisavai. We are quoting a very important concept from the Anaf Yosef, the difference between Nochem Ish Gamzu's Mahalach and Rabbi Akiva. Nochem Ish Gamzu said Gamzu L'Toiva, which means he was able to internalize the good in this situation, even though he didn't understand it. But he was able to feel Gamzu L'Toiva. And Rabbi Akiva's approach, which is an easier approach, is Kol Man Da'Aved Yachmana L'Tav Aved, which the Anaf Yosef explains, ultimately, it will be good. But today, I don't see, I can't internalize that it's good. And we explain that Nochem Ish Gamzu was Zeicha Tanisim because of his Hanhaga. And the Gemara says he was Melumid B'Nisim. Not just was he Zeicha to Nisim, but he constantly saw Nisim. Why? Because of Gamzu L'Toiva. If you want to see Nisim, especially if a person is struggling with something, Rachmana Litzlan, a person has an illness, Rachmana Litzlan, a person doesn't have children, and they want children. A person needs Parnasa. A person struggling with a different issue in life. We have to understand that if we constantly walk around and feel and repeat and sing and say, Gam Zu L'Toiva, the current situation is good. Again, we're not talking about the future. In Mirtz Hashem, we will analyze the future. We are talking about the current situation. The current situation is Gam Zu L'Toiva. It is perfect. It is excellent. For right now, there is no other way that it can be done. And a person that says that is Melumid B'Nisim. The reason why he's Melumid B'Nisim, the reason why he will see Nisim, is because he is breaking through his nature. He is looking through the cloudiness of this world. Because in this world, it looks negative. But it's not negative. We just can't see it. But if you're able to pierce through the cloudiness of this world, and feel and repeat and sing Gamzu L'Toiva, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will bring you Nisim. Nisim is something that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't usually do. Nisim are not for this world. But if you're able to see through the smoke of this world and look at the world with a Shemayim look, look at the world the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at the world, even though you don't know why, but you work on internalizing this concept and you view the world not with a teva look. You view the world with a lamala min ha-teva look. You view the world the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam used the world, so to speak. Then you will be Zeicha to Nisim. And that's why Nochem Ish Gamzu lived with Nisim and Rabbi Akiva. We do not find that he lived on the same level of Nisim. Because Gamzu L'Toiva always brings Nisim. And that's the understanding in the Ben Yehoyada. The reason why Nochem is Gematria Gamzu L'Toiva is because the word Nochem means to change your view on things. Like Nichum Aveilim. When you're Menachem someone, their Rachmana Litzlan is going through a tzara, you change their view. You help them feel better. That's what the word Nochem means. And therefore, Nochem Ish Gamzu personified this concept of changing our view on the world. Don't look at the world the way everybody else looks at it. Because that's why everybody else is not Zeicha to Nisim. If you want to be Zeicha to Nisim, you have to be Nochem Ish Gamzu. You have to change your view of the world. When you approach the world with Nochem, when you have a different way of looking at the world, when you look at the world the way the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at the world, which is Gamzu L'Toiva, this is for the good, you will always be Zeicha to Nisim. You will be Melumid B'Nisim, like Nochem Ish Gamzu.